you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just trying to quiet my phone because when I broadcast, I don't want it to go off. There we go. One second, because I'm expecting a lot of calls. There we go. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are. We are global. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer Radio Network. That's me. I've been doing this alone now for, I guess, I don't know how long, maybe 3 months. I didn't think I could do it. I usually have a co-host, and I think I will bring one on maybe a little later so you can hear a different voice. But I want to thank our morning crew. I want to thank King. I want to thank Melissa, Laverne, oh my God, Sarge coming in the room and with different voices. And I know you're out there, Andrea. I know you're out there, Miss Lisa. I know you're out there. I know you're out there, all you other people listening. I know you're out there, Cole. I hear you breathing and complaining. I know you're out there. I know you're out there, my little tiny dancer. You know who it is from New York. You're listening. You can't come in. That's okay. It's okay. I know you're out there, Stan Lee. So I'm here. I usually have a topic. I don't have one. And if I don't, I wake up and I say, you know, there's nothing. There's nothing to talk about. But I got to go up because I know some people, you know, like me. And I like you too. So I'm here. If you'd like to join the show, which four people just came in did, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number people will hear your voice around the world. And a good thing about it is when you get old, you can save it because it's radio, it's internet. And when you have your great-grandchildren, you go, this is my voice before it started crackling and everything, and I became an old goat. And they can hear you when you're young and spry. It's there forever. So I guess you're immortal if you call in. There you go. Instead of some old goat that they're going to put you in a burrito. And here they do that. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello, 111. You are live. Okay. Well, sometimes you can talk, sometimes you can't. There's people who just come on in and they listen. I got three other people saying they're just listening. I learned after 10 years that when you want to talk, there's a hand that goes up. That means you want to talk. I didn't know that. But there's no hand coming up, so people want to listen. That's cool. I know this person who at work who loves to listen to the show. I know this person who likes to listen to the show when the kids are gone because they can't listen to the show when the kids are there. Apparently, somebody's inappropriate. I don't know what's going on in that household. All right. Like I said, we have a clusterfuck of topics. They're going to jump around a little bit, and if you have a topic you want to talk about or something, or you're mad at me or something, come on into the studio, and here we go. You know, since the pandemic and people started losing their jobs and everything, you know, I know Biden was giving you money, and basically the whole country was on welfare. I mean, think about it. I think I was the only one who said it. The whole country was on welfare for a while. We're waiting for that $1,400 check or that $1,200 check. We're like on welfare. Little businesses and everything waiting on that government check. Some of us ate some government cheese. It was not that bad. But apparently a lot of people lost their jobs, so they went to the internet. How can they find some money? I want to give a shout-out to somebody. They like my cadence when I talk. And if when you are a radio host or a talk show host, you have a cadence. And if you didn't know what a cadence was, it's just the rhythm of how you talk. Like my favorite guy, again, we're going to be jumping around a lot. My favorite guy is Stephen A. Smith. I think he has the best cadence I've ever heard in my life. And if you don't know what a cadence is, I'm going to give you an example of Stephen. Let me see. Stephen S-A-N-A. Stephen A. Smith, let's see. His cadence is the best. Incredibly insulting. Okay, here's Stephen. Here's Stephen Smith. Listen to his cadence. When I say cadence, it means the rhythm of his talking and how he ends and how he punctuates. And when something's exciting, how his voice goes up. It's just a way to keep, I haven't perfected that. I tried. But here's how he sounds. I think he's the best.
No excuse for the Baltimore Ravens. Knowing that a Deshaun Watson has $230 million guaranteed. That a Kyler Murray has $189 million guaranteed. That a Russell Wilson has $165 million guaranteed. There is no excuse for the Baltimore Ravens to offer Lamar Jackson $133 million in guaranteed dollars. That is criminal. They have no business doing that. That's incredibly insulting, and I don't blame him for feeling insulted. However, I would not give him a fully guaranteed deal either. He's missed the last five games of the last two seasons. All right, the best ability is availability, but also reliability. He misses on those two categories, availability and reliability. That in and of itself compromises the ability for you to walk around with your chest stuck out talking about you deserve fully guaranteed dollars. That's for the Ironmen in the National Football League. Not that anyone really, really exists. We understand that. But for the most part, somebody that you can rely upon to be there when it counts. Not one, but the last two seasons, Swagoo, he's missed the last five games of the regular season and obviously playoff competition. You can't do that and expect a fully guaranteed deal. What I would tell you is that the brother is 45-16 as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. He's the greatest runner from the quarterback position the game of football has ever seen in its history. He is electrifying, he is mercurial, and he wins football games at least during the regular season, although he only has one playoff victory in four tries. At the end of the day,
See, he's good. That's good. You know who else is good? Is only in America. Help me out here. Only in America. What's his name? The promoter. Damn it. Why can't I think of him? Only in America. He promoted the fights with Muhammad Ali, being everybody. Don King. Don King has a great cadence, too. I mean, I don't think anybody can copy Don King. And here's a little bit of it. Again, we've got some stuff we're going to talk about. Here's Don King uses the N-word while introducing Donald Trump.
America needs Donald Trump. We need Donald Trump, especially black people. America needs Donald Trump. We need Donald Trump, especially black people. Because you got to understand, my black brothers and sisters, they told me, you got to try to emulate and imitate the white man, and then you can be successful. So we tried that. So you say, if you can get some money, you can do this here. I told Michael Jackson, I said, if you're poor, you are a poor Negro. I would use the N-word. But if you're rich, you are a rich Negro. If you are intellectual, you are intellectual Negro. If you are dancing and sliding and gliding, Negro, you are dancing and sliding and gliding Negro. So dare not alienate because you cannot assimilate. So, you know, you're going to be a Negro till you die. And I'm honored and privileged, dedicated to the commitment of the principles of this great nation. introduce to you the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump. For the people. Not for him so much as the people, but he's the leader that will lead us to the promised land. Let's get rid of this system, and he's the man to do it.
My computer just went crazy. I guess I have that anti-Trump thing on. Damn it. It just, I can't get in. All my stuff was gone, and my computer just frozen, and I got this. So I'm gonna fly blind here. Let me see what I can do here. Damn it. This is live radio. And I'm going to, that means I cannot get into the studio. Who's ever in the studio right now? There's like five people if I remember right. Let me see if I can fix this while we're live. Doesn't look like it. The only way I could do this, the only way I can do this is if I shut my computer down. But I'm still going to be live on the phone. So while I do this mess.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, how did you turn on by yourself? I opened up your mic. Yeah, how you doing? Now, Mr. Solution, remember the time that I said, would you like to do your own little radio show? Remember that? Oh, you're not talking now, are you? Okay. What I'm going to do is a little computer work. So hold on. Let me see. I got to find where it is. This is live. Okay, I'm supposed to be up, but I do not see it in the studio. Oh, there we are. Whew. Technical difficulties. I'll never do that Donald Trump thing again. Well, so the last time we're talking about was cadence. And I just want to show you what cadence was, and I think it's just an amazing thing how some people can have that voice and punctuate and know when to go high, when to go low, when to end it, and when to disappear it. I admire that. That's a technique. I don't have it, but thank you for saying that I do. It's usually dot, 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 doom. Where was I? Yeah, so we're going to talk about making money on YouTube, too. I probably lost all my audience, by the way, because when I went down like that, it was down for 6-7 minutes. They probably said, fuck it. It's all right. I got to keep going. That's what pros do, professional people do. So, you know, so during the pandemic, you're thinking, how do I make extra money? You're hearing all this noise about people making money on YouTube. They're not just making money. I mean, you're making millions of dollars on YouTube. I was watching a program yesterday, and it was this little girl. When I say little girl, I'm talking 13, 14 years old. I wish I could bring up the story. I wish I could bring up the story because it shows you how small people have gotten, especially the Z group of millennials. So anyway, she's making a lot of money on YouTube. She was making millions. Wish I remember her name and the story, because the story is very interesting. So she decided to put her friends on YouTube too, and they became a group. She didn't really pay her friends that much. They were just an ensemble cast, I guess, you know, just fooling around as I think they're 14, 15-year-old girls do. All of a sudden, their friends and the mothers, their friends, were saying, we're not getting paid that much money. What are you doing? And they grouped together, and they turned against the YouTuber who making millions. So they started making up stories, and you know they started making up stories because you know when the story starts is when the parents are saying, I didn't know that was going on. Yeah, that was going on. I didn't know that. That's because they didn't want you to know, fool. It's going on all the time. How many times have you have teenagers and everything, and all of a sudden you find out some shit, you know, later, like, I didn't know that was happening. I didn't know he was such a bad boy. He was a bad boy all along. They just, like, they told you he was a good boy so they could hang with him. Quit being naive. That's how it goes. So the YouTuber's mother, too, saying they're just jealous. Well, the group's told their parents that they were being sexualized. And then you go, well, how were you being sexualized? Well, they wanted us, and they're 14, 15-year-old kids, they wanted us to wear bathing suits, and I saw the bathing suits. And then they said, and they asked one girl to come out in the towel. They were over-sexualizing us. Well, you got to be kidding me. Last time I saw somebody in a towel, they had a towel around their head. They had a towel, I'm talking female, around their body. They had more material around them than they did when they went outside and go to the store with their tube tops and blah, 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 blah. See, this is where we came to. We're, you know, we poisoned the kids' mind. And so, of course, for ratings, it was Inside Edition, I think they had that story, which is almost a gossip magazine. They find these weird-ass stories. So the mother of the YouTube made a statement saying they're just jealous, blah, blah, blah. There was no sexual context going on in there. She's making that, but I don't understand how this woman's getting a billion views. When I see somebody's getting a million views or anything, you know, we used to watch home videos where you just get kicked in the balls. That was it. Now people are doing their own shit. I go on Facebook and there's some people doing their own shit on there and doing their own cereal and pretending it's real. They're making money, millions of money. So you're saying, well, I'm going to try it. You could do better than that. I mean, you got a cute dog at home. You got a person, you got your mother who drive your mother crazy. I mean, people can laugh at this, right? Well, here's some tips right here. Here's some tips. I'm going to stay away from that. I'm staying away from that. I'm staying away from that. Staying away from that. Okay, here we go. Here's a guy right here. Listen, how to make money on YouTube without making videos. Now, what's disturbing about this guy? He looks around three. He looks like he's 14 years old. But here you go. Here's how to make money on YouTube without making videos. Here you go.
Even making videos? If so, you're in the right place. My name is Matt Parr. I run 9 different YouTube channels. And I've made over $300,000 from a single YouTube channel. And this is just one of my 9 YouTube channels. With the method that I'm about to be sharing with you today, I make $30,000 a month and over $1,000 each and every single day doing this method that you're about to discover. So stick around with me. I'm going to show you the best tips, tricks, and strategies for doing this yourself to ensure that you're successful with this method. Before we get into the video, make sure to hit that subscribe button because I come out with regular YouTube videos teaching you how you can make money on YouTube. So without further ado, let's get straight into the video. So in this video today, I'm going to show you example channels doing this, how you can start doing this too and start making money with this method, and then how you can actually take this to the next level and get other people to make the videos for you, meaning you don't actually have to make any videos yourself. So without further ado, let's jump straight onto my computer right here so I can show you some actual example channels that are doing this and making money on YouTube without even making videos. So the first example channel we're going to be taking a look at is this channel right here called TrendMax. And as you can see, they have 1.16 million subscribers. And they upload these very simple videos like the cutest cat breeds in the world, the world's most powerful Marvel superheroes, the most venomous animals in the ocean, best toys for dogs. As you can see, just videos like this, and these videos actually get a lot of views and they make a lot of money. Now, you're probably asking, how much money do these types of channels that produce videos like this actually make? Well, I have an extension called Social Blade installed right here, and if we click this button right here, as you can see, Social Blade will estimate how much money this channel right here is making per month, and this is from ads. So with this method that I'm about to be sharing with you, the way you're going to actually make money with this method is by putting ads on your YouTube videos. And I'm going to show you another technique to actually make a lot more money with this method as well. But primarily, the way that you're going to be making money with this method from YouTube is by putting ads on your videos. So Social Blade actually estimates how much money this channel is making based off of how many views that they're getting. And as you can see, they're getting 13 million views per month on their channel, and Social Blade estimates they're making between $3,000 and $54,000 a month. So based off running,
I'm going to tell you the easiest way to make money at home, and you 100% have never heard of this before. So most people are familiar with things like drop shipping, affiliate marketing, or selling physical.
Running similar channels to this channel that I'm showing you guys right here, I can tell you from experience that this number is right about in the middle of these two numbers. So I would estimate this channel is making around $30,000 per month just from their YouTube channel, over $1,000 a day just from their YouTube channel, just from ads alone. And like I said, there are more ways to actually make money from YouTube, and let me show you one of those ways right here. So if we go to one of their videos, such as this one, The Best Toys for Dogs, and if we click this video right here and open it up, as you can see, it simply goes in, shows some stock footage, and shows a bunch of different dog toys, and it's simply someone narrating over the video. So, and if we go down to the description of this video, as you can see, they talk about all the different dog toys that they share in the video. Now, they're actually leaving a lot of money on the table because they're not including affiliate links to these different products. So this is actually another way you can make money with this method by putting affiliate links in the descriptions of your YouTube channels. And I actually run YouTube channels where I make a lot more money from the affiliate links that I put in the descriptions of the videos than from just ad revenue alone. So this is a huge source of income that you could have on top of ad revenue. So the ad revenue can just be an extra thing that comes in every single month on top of the affiliate marketing revenue. Now you're probably asking, where do I actually find products to promote? So if I talk about, for example, The Best Toys for Dogs, where do I actually find these dog toys, and how can I receive money every time someone orders one of these dog toys from a link in the description? And the way you can do that is by signing up for the Amazon affiliate program. So Amazon actually has an affiliate program in which you can sign up for and then get a commission every single time someone buys from a link that you put in your YouTube videos. Now, this is how you can generate a lot of money without even having to be monetized. Now, this channel right here, like I said, I estimate they're making around $30,000 per month. I would estimate they could actually be making much more than that if they incorporated affiliate marketing into the descriptions of their YouTube videos. Now, it should be noted that not every single video that they upload would be eligible for putting affiliate products in their video's descriptions. For example, if we take a look at some of their videos, for example, like this one, 10 Immortal Animals. There's not really any affiliate products that you can promote with a video like 10 Immortal Animals. But these videos still get a lot of views. But for example, this video, the top 10 best electric scooters, there are a ton of electric scooters on Amazon that you could actually get affiliate links for and put in the description of your videos. So let's take a look at their most popular uploads. If we sort these videos by the most popular right here, as you can see, their most popular uploads, 20 people you won't believe exist, 38 million views in a single year. This video was uploaded just 1 year ago, and it's got 38 million views. I would estimate that that video right there, if ads are turned on that video, I would estimate they've made upwards of $100,000 just from that video alone, just from ads alone on that video. And now this channel right here, TrendMax, is by far not the only channel that's doing this method. Let me show you a couple more channels that are actually doing this and getting a ton of views and making a ton of money right now. This is what's working right now in 2020. Let me show you a couple more examples. Here's another channel called Top Trending, and they make videos like the 5 most expensive homes of YouTubers, how Vladimir Putin spends his billions, 10 teenagers you won't believe exist, 10 tiny homes that will blow your mind. And these videos get a ton of views. If we take a look at the Social Blade statistics for this channel right here, they're getting 15 million views per month on their YouTube channel. Social Blade estimates they're making between $3,800 and $60,000 per month. And again, this is just from ads alone. And the way that these channels operate is that their goal is to make as much AdSense revenue as they possibly can. And in order to do that, their goal is to get as many views as they possibly can on their YouTube videos. And like I said, that does mean that not every single video that they upload is not going to necessarily make sense to put affiliate links in the descriptions of those videos. for example, the five most expensive homes to YouTubers, it wouldn't really make sense to put any affiliate links in the description of that video, but the primary revenue source for videos like this, and videos in which they're really trying their hardest to go viral and get just as many views as they possibly can with, is through advertising revenue, through making money, through YouTube's partner program, which you can join once you get 4,000 hours of watch time and 1,000 subscribers on your YouTube channel. You can apply to join, get approved, and then make money from ads on your YouTube channel. And this is actually how I make most of my money on YouTube, directly through ads. But I am implementing a bunch of different income streams on some of my different YouTube channels, such as selling affiliate products, selling my own products, and there is some huge potential in doing that, and I'm seeing some really good results from doing that as well. But the stats that I showed you at the beginning of this video, such as a channel that made $300,000, how I make $30,000 a month, that is from just YouTube ad revenue alone. And you can also make money through YouTube premium revenue. That's actually included in that as well. And what is YouTube premium revenue? Well, YouTube will actually pay you for every single person who watches one of your YouTube videos that has a YouTube premium account, meaning they're paying $10 a month to YouTube to have access to services like YouTube Music, some exclusive shows, and having no...
Got a headache already. Well, that's all you have to do is look. And I mean, he mentioned a couple of things like YouTube, premium, blah, 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 blah. And that's what I got. Blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm going to put in here search on YouTube, make money. Let's see what comes up. Make money on YouTube. I'm doing this live. Okay. Make money YouTube shorts. Here we go here. And here's what it is. Regular people are replacing their income by learning this simple online side hustle. How to make money with YouTube shorts as a beginner. Make money with YouTube shorts using ChatGPT. No face or voice required. Copy and paste your YouTube shorts and earn money. Now, what is a YouTube short? Here we go. I know it's boring to some, but some may like this and start their own business. Here we go.
Okay, this is going to sound a little nuts, but the fastest and easiest way to make passive online income on Amazon is to never sell physical products. I never have, and Amazon's consistently paid me $20,000 a month. My business partner, Roy, never has, and he's done even better. Amazon's paid him $2.3 million without him ever buying inventory or shipping or storing a single thing. And our seven-figure students never have either. You see, on this new platform, everything's 100% digital. The products you sell, they live on your computer or your laptop. So you can also get started with very little money, and most everything's done for you, so you don't even need any tech skills. You just sit back and watch the income cover your bills month after month. Hi, I'm Carla Marie, and Amazon's the biggest online company there is, so you don't need to find new customers. Amazon's found them for you, over 190 million. They've created a massive $30 billion market that you can tap into just like Jane did. She's a hardworking single mom who is struggling to get by on food stamps, but she shocked everyone she knows by earning seven figures with this. And Jane's not alone. Roy and I have coached all of these 18 students past the $1 million mark. And if you follow our unique income system, you might be next. We're even holding a 100% free workshop you can click to attend right now. So before you commit to any other type of business that's going to take a lot more money and a lot more work.
All right, let me tell you what the scam is, okay? I'm going to tell you what the scam is. You know I'm cynical. I smell bullshit when even dogs make it. You know, I'm skeptical. Really skeptical. When you get somebody saying I made millions of dollars, first of all, what I do... Okay, rappers do this. You can see the transformation in rappers. They're not afraid to show their chains, their cars, the rings, whatever. The bling. The bling. So when they're showing these pictures of these dudes are making, look at our 18 students who make millions of dollars, they're still dressed in JCPenney's clothes and shirts and whatever. You know how they're making the money? You buying their program, you buying their bullshit. Look, you can come in our workshop 100% free, but if you want to buy our program, it's like $295. That's the scam. That's how they're making the money. That's the scam. stay away from that. Stay away from the workshops and stay away from, well, you can do it too, and look how easy it is. As easy it is, everybody would be a millionaire. It's the scam. I do think that I haven't checked it out, that Amazon may have a great affiliate program, and it makes a lot of sense. I really believe in that. Let's see if we can do another one. Just one more without the scam. Here it is. Let's see if we can do it. And see if
why do finance leaders
there's always some angle account about going to a workshop. Don't do it. Books, don't do it. You get the drift, what I'm saying. Here we go.
You curious to see how I got paid $2,317.16 this month without lifting a finger?
My name is Dave Nick, and in this video, I will show you a brand new YouTube Shorts monetization method to make anywhere from $100 to $500 every single day with YouTube Shorts as a beginner in 2022. And I also want to let you know that this is actually for everybody. It doesn't matter how many subscribers you have, it doesn't matter how many views you get, and you don't need to be YouTube famous in order to make this work. And to prove it that, I will be showing you some channels that literally started a couple of months ago with zero subscribers and are now already at over 1 million subscribers. Channels that went from having $0 and making $0 to now making over $5.
All right, I'm already sick of this punk. This little punk sitting there, I want to slap him across the face. I want to do a Will Smith slap. Shut up. With his little haircut and his little T-shirt, and he's going to teach me to make millions of dollars on YouTube. Shut the fuck up. No. Here's how you do it. I mean, it's very simple. You do the same thing as Twitter. You find out what's trending on Twitter. Let's just say Twitter. You want to get more followers. You just started Twitter, blah, blah, blah. I know I haven't really paid attention to it. I'm at fault. I do try, but I got to do more. But bottom line, let's say you don't have a Twitter account. This is coming from me, not from them jack-offs. You open up a Twitter account, right? And you find out what's trendy. What's trending for you, what you're interested in, politics, entertainment, God, whatever, music, whatever your thing is, okay? Whatever. And whatever's trending, that's where you post because that's getting the most hits. You want to be there with the most traffic. Now, it could be Donald Trump campaigns in Iowa, and it's trending because he said something. And the whole thread is about Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. What if you ever notice something like that? You'll notice that ads in there that don't make sense. If you see something that's trending, you'll see all of a sudden you're reading a good article, people are doing the chat about the subject, and then all of a sudden something pops up like nails, a nail ad, or a belly ad, or a diet ad. Because that's how you get notice. Where the traffic is. It's very simple. When these idiots are saying the reason they're getting so many hits on YouTube is the title, How I Made Money on YouTube. Of course, everybody's going to go there. I even fell for it, and you click on it, and blah, 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 blah. That's how he's making a lot. The title alone is making him get a lot of clicks. The substance that he's talking about, not so much. Not so much. Not so much. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to go for a little break. I got commercials, but maybe we'll do news. What do you think? Think we should do news? So you can find out what's really going on in your area, and we'll come back because I got some other stuff, things that you did not know, things you did not realize that's going on. We're going to come back with Steve Harvey and his relationships. We'll talk about relationships, UFOs, little fun things like that. It's going to be one of these fun shows. If you'd like to call in this show, you know the number. I already lost a lot of my people because of the technical difficulties. That's what they say. The number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. It's going to get you in the studio and talk about what you want to talk about. Let me see here. I'm debating the news. I guess the news would probably be more important for you guys than just music. And here we go. Let's go with the news. This is according to maybe ABC News. And the winter is coming right now, and it's going to be a bitch. And let's see if I can get it. We already have one technical difficulty. It's a commercial right now, and that will start in 30 seconds. Don't forget that there's some people voting. The Bidens and the Trumps are going at each other. There's not really much going into the news. Santos, it's not really much. That's why I'm just doing this cornucopia of stuff going on right now. Here we go. Let's see what's happening in your neck of the woods, and we'll be right back.
Out of snow. Good morning, Maria.
Hey, good morning, Michael. From a very chilly 23 degrees, let me tell you right now, that's not even the headline. It has been snowing here for 12 hours. I'm going to take it
wow.
very slowly to show you exactly what is happening.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure this is the hood of the car.
What the hell is
even
that?
A foot of snow here, and let me just tell you right now.
Salt Lake, Utah?
More is yet to come in this area and across the country.
Wow.
Overnight, a massive winter storm taking aim at the country's midsection, bringing frigid temperatures. Clouds in South Dakota's Rapid City trying to keep up with the heavy snowfall. This plow pushing a trailer off the road in North Dakota while this white Suburban spun out. Here in Utah, with 10 inches of snow, state employees told to stay home today, authorities issuing an avalanche warning. That warning comes after three hikers were killed in Washington State after being swept 500 feet down a mountain Sunday. In California, winds near 63 miles per hour in the Bay Area, taking down power lines and damaging homes as they experience some of the coldest temperatures of the season. Down in Texas, winds kicking up dust, reducing visibility to near zero.
And speaking of Texas, I am from there. This kind of snow shuts entire cities down, but I have been told by our producer that if you have good tires and four-wheel drive, you can somehow drive on roadways. That being said, officials are asking people to stay off the roads. If you can, stay safe, because this right here, this is expected to continue throughout the morning here in Utah. But guys, get ready, because it is headed your way. It's headed east very quickly.
Yeah.
Michael?
All right, Larry, I'm from Texas, to a quarter of an inch down Post State. So I know your feelings, but you be safe, and everyone there, we hope, stays home if they can.
Let's go.
Okay,
Long
Island
Sawyer.
Yeah. This is like a yesterday. You were just a child.
And that's a commercial that you would get. By the way, that's not my commercial. That's their commercial. But if they advertised with me, they probably would have got more people buying their stuff. And let's go back to, I mean, you heard what's going on in Minnesota. Well, no, you haven't. Well, here you go.
National Guard as it braces for a blizzard. Trevor All is live in Minneapolis for us this morning. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Michael. You can see they are loading up the salt trucks right here overnight. We already got about 4 inches of snow, and that is really just the opening act for what could be a very dangerous storm when all is said and done. Even though they're trying to get out in front of it with salt, with sand all out on the roads, they're going to be working through the day before this really ramps up through tonight and then over the next couple days. This could end up being a foot and a half of snow for the Twin Cities, if not more, plus with temperatures dipping likely below zero eventually. The governor here in Minnesota has already declared a state of emergency, a peacetime emergency. He's activated the National Guard. They're going to be opening their armories 24-7 as shelters. They've also deployed some small unit support vehicles that will be able to be tracked all over the state so they can rescue stranded drivers, because officials are saying that they are expecting travel to be impossible. Whiteout conditions, wind gusts near 50 miles an hour on top of all that snow, Robin.
I want everyone to remain safe. All right there, Trevor. Thank you.
What's up, Einstein?
My network has gone kaput.
Oh, you tried to save a buck on it.
I got what I paid for. Not so smart.
Well, there is a smarter way to save.
Oh.
Switch to Verizon. You'll get a new 5G phone on them.
Yep, get the new Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus, a watch, and a tablet on us. That's a value of up to $1,900.
Oh, I love that math. I'm switching.
Switch to Verizon and get the new Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus, watch, and tablet all on us. The network you deserve, the savings you want. Verizon.
Let's go now to Ginger with the track and timing. And there was a likely tornado in New Jersey?
Yes, in February, something we have not seen since 1999, Robin. So the video here shows the damage. This is Mercer County, so near Trenton. We have such a dynamic atmosphere right now that you're going to have this big push of heat on the front end, and then all that snow, you will have severe weather, not just here, but back into the plains, which we'll get to. But let's look at this map, because almost every state in the union has some sort of alert. The ones that don't have all-time February record heat headed at them. But let's focus in that Las Vegas could see gusts up to 50 today. San Diego could see widespread gusts up to 60. First blizzard warning in more than 20 years issued by the Los Angeles National Weather Service. That's significant. Some of the coldest air they've seen in years. And then look at this. The icing on the southern end of the snow is concerning. Kenosha, George, to Lansing, over to Syracuse and Worcester.
A lot of people are going to get hit. Okay, Ginger, thanks very much.
I love that with Verizon, I got an awesome network and save money doing it.
I know, $25. But what I love is that it's guaranteed for 3 years.
Hey, we're sitting on a sign here.
Switch and get Welcome Unlimited for $25 a line. Guaranteed for 3 years. Verizon.
We can get the latest now on President Biden's mission to Europe, where he's rallying America's allies in support of Ukraine, promising that Putin will not succeed in his war of aggression. Senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce is on the scene in Warsaw. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, George. Well, this was certainly an impassioned address. Biden speaking as a wartime president with no U.S. troops in the fight. Instead, he's urging our allies to keep up the fight for Ukraine. But Russia is showing no signs of backing down. It comes as we've learned they tested a long-range missile the same day Biden was in Ukraine.
This morning, as President Biden wraps up his trip to Europe, sources say the U.S. believes Russia carried out a routine test of an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S. around the same time Biden was in Ukraine. But it appears the launch failed. Sources say per protocol, Russia did notify the U.S. in advance, and it was not deemed a threat to the U.S. It comes as President Biden turns up the pressure on Moscow, with the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine looming. In a historic address in Poland, Biden calling out Putin by name more than 10 times.
President Putin's craven lust for land and power will fail.
Biden rallying America's allies to keep up the fight for freedom in Ukraine.
There should be no doubt. Our support for Ukraine will not waver. NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire.
But he acknowledges there is a long road ahead.
We have to be honest and clear-eyed as we look at the year ahead. The defense of freedom is not the work of a day or of a year. It's always difficult. It's always important.
The wartime address just one day after his secret visit to Kyiv.
Kyiv stands strong. Kyiv stands proud. It stands tall. And most important, it stands free.
Biden saying Putin underestimated the resolve of the free world to rally behind Ukraine.
He thought autocrats like himself were tough and leaders of democracy were soft. Autocrats only understand one word, no.
But in his own major address Tuesday, the Russian leader blamed the West for starting the war. He did not mention Biden by name, but he did take a shot at America, announcing Russia is suspending participation in a nuclear arms control pact with the U.S.
The United States and the nations of Europe do not seek to control or destroy Russia.
Biden saying Putin could end the war right now if he chose to.
President Putin chose this war. Every day the war continues is his choice. He could end the war with a word.
Now the president continues to try and up the pressure on Putin, promising to announce new sanctions in the coming days. But so far, sanctions have done little to deter Putin. It is clear for now he has no intention of ending this war anytime soon. George.
Not at all. Okay, Mary, thanks very much.
Kids are so expensive, Dad. Now Katie needs braces.
Maybe try switching your car insurance to Progressive. You could save hundreds.
I don't know, Dad.
Maybe try switching your car insurance to Progressive. You could save hundreds.
It's a great idea, TV Dad.
But I said the exact same thing.
Someday when you're a father, you'll understand.
I'm his father.
It's not a competition.
Listen to your TV dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average.
To immigration, the Biden administration unveiling a new proposal to limit asylum claims at the southern border. Our senior congressional correspondent, Rachel Scott, is at the White House with those details for us. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Robin, and this is the toughest immigration policy yet from the Biden administration, and it comes as we have seen a record number of migrants cross our southern border. So as it stands now, migrants are able to apply for asylum regardless of how they enter the United States, but under this new proposed rule, that would change, making it mandatory for migrants to apply for asylum in the countries that they are traveling through on the way to the United States. Now, this plan does mirror the policies proposed under the Trump administration, but it does make one clear difference, and that it does not apply to children. So the president facing major pushback from members of his own party this morning. Democrats are urging the Biden administration to reconsider, insisting that they need to be focused on expanding pathways, not restricting them, and immigration advocates are planning to sue the administration to keep this from going into effect as soon as next month, Michael.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Rachel.
To you, it may just be an elevator. Here goes nothing. But for a young homeowner becoming their parents, it's a learning opportunity.
Come on in. The more the merrier.
Paris, huh?
Bonjour.
We got any out-of-towners in the elevator?
Dom, it is not easy.
10th floor, huh? Must be a heck of a view.
Okay. See how everyone else is facing this way?
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
Okay, that was terrible. Okay, let's hang back. We're going to try that again.
CEO of Pinterest, Bill Reddy, who's been sounding the alarm about artificial intelligence, how it could intensify the effects of social media on the mental health of children. So, Reddy, thank you. Thank you for coming in this morning. Well, you really are sounding an alarm. Comparing AI to big tobacco, spell that out.
Well, it really is, you know, social media, I think, has been compared to big tobacco. What I think a lot of people don't realize is that central to how social media became the new big tobacco is the use of AI in social media, and AI getting more and more control over the content that you see on social media. What used to be a platform to help you connect with friends increasingly has been less about what your friends are posting and more about the content that the AI thinks you should see. And that AI has figured out that the content that you should see is the things that make you watch for longer.
I assume it's something you know from experience. I assume Pinterest uses it, correct?
So we use AI as well. And I think that's why we see this as such an important issue, that the AI, you know, it's not sentient. It does what you tell it to do. And so I think as there's a new, more powerful generation of AI coming into the view of the consumer, it's really important that we have a discussion about what that AI is being asked to do. Is it being asked to maximize your view time, in which case it may continue serving things that are more divisive, more salacious, just for the sake of getting you engaged? Or are we asking it to serve more things that are leading to positive outcomes? And that's really where our focus is, and sort of the call to action that we're making for ourselves and hopefully for the industry is that AI and social media for this next decade, instead of it being more of the new big tobacco, can AI lead to more positive outcomes and well-being?
So are you already doing that?
So that's absolutely the commitment that we have, is to lead to more positive outcomes on well-being. And interestingly, you know, for a lot of this discussion, the discussion has been that, well, this is just human nature. The social media platforms are just reflecting human nature. But in reality, AI has been amplifying sort of the darkest aspects of human nature, sort of preying upon basest instincts. And what we want to do is make a platform that appeals to the better angels of our nature.
So how do you do that?
So, well, it's really tuning for positivity, telling the AI that instead of maximizing view time, that you're asking it to show things that are going to make people feel good, and then measuring for those outcomes. And so we've been doing that sort of quietly and humbly for some time, but we're proving out that it's possible to build for a different outcome.
Well, that's going to get to my next question. Isn't minimizing time on the app going to minimize profits?
Well, I think this is part of the issue, is that, you know, so up to this point, I think a lot of the motive has been around just maximizing view time, versus if you maximize for positive outcomes. There are other positive outcomes. When people come to Pinterest, they come to Pinterest to make, to do, to buy, to create. It's a creative outlet for many. And I think that there are other positive outcomes other than just keeping people glued to a screen.
Like?
so, you know, like engaging in things that make your real life better, whether it's redesigning a room or putting together a great outfit that's going to make you walk a little taller.
So my girl,
you know,
too, on Pinterest.
That's right, that's right. And I think this is one of the most important societal issues of our time. I think we've all felt the experience of what has happened to social media over the last decade, where it's literally started to tear the fabric of society. And so as we have this next generation of much more powerful AI, I think every person should be asking, well, what's the AI being tuned to do?
You know, so many of us were creeped out last week when we all saw that story about how the AI started to say you're not in love with your wife to the guy who kept asking questions. How do you prevent something like that? What kind of guardrails can be put in?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to stop talking about tactics and start measuring on outcomes. What are the outcomes on well-being, on mental health that's happening by time spent on these platforms? And as part of this, we're releasing some research that we did with UC Berkeley that actually shows that providing inspirational content can lead to more positive outcomes. So much of the conversation has been about the negative outcomes of rising anxiety, rising depression. We don't have to accept that. More positive outcomes are possible. We got there intentionally by tuning for that, by tuning the AI to those positive outcomes. And so that's really our message, is to say, one, we think we need to measure on outcomes. Consumers ought to know they have a choice. Consumers have less and less choice over what they view as AI has taken more control. But we can tune that AI for more positive outcomes. Those are possible. We're not perfect. We're far from it. But I think this is a start in showing that different outcomes are possible if we tune the AI for that. That's the commitment that we're making, and we think consumers deserve more of that choice.
Reddy, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Looking for something like this?
Superheroes are everywhere, in our movies, communities, and running our small businesses. And they can grow online securely with MasterCard tools, extending their reach far beyond the storefront. Because when you see the superheroes, you can be...
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm back. I'm hopefully you guys enjoyed the news. While you're listening to the news, I was getting physical therapy. How's that? Now listen to this about the train.
The train loaded with dangerous chemicals. Monaco Saadi has the latest.
This morning, state and federal authorities telling skeptical residents the water is safe.
We just need to continue to
test them.
Yeah, we just need to continue to test them. We think things are all right. We know things are all right now, and we just need to make sure that in the future they're all right as well.
This as the EPA legally obligated Norfolk Southern to identify and clean up contaminated soil and water.
My job is to make sure we respond to this environmental disaster appropriately and hold the polluter accountable.
Norfolk Southern telling ABC they are, quote, committed to thoroughly and safely cleaning the site, and we are reimbursing residents for the disruption this has caused in their lives. The rail company now says they've gathered 1.5 million gallons of contaminated water and 4,500 cubic yards of contaminated soil. That's enough to fill roughly 1.5 Olympic-sized pools. Though Norfolk Southern is on the hook for all cleanup costs, East Palestine Mayor Trent Conaway calling President Biden's trip an announcement of aid for Ukraine a slap in the face.
We don't want to be political pawns. We don't want, you know, we don't want to be a soundbite or a news bite. We just want to go back to living our lives.
Overnight, the president making several calls from Poland to officials managing the crisis on the ground, including the governors of Ohio and Pennsylvania, the mayor of East Palestine, not on that list.
The mayor of East Palestine is a fat fuck. With the beard and the wrinkled T-shirt. Look like he rolled out of bed. Don't give a shit. You know, let me tell you something. Biden, you know, I'm a Democrat. And it takes months and months and months and whatever, planning to go somewhere. He had no idea that this train was going to topple with poison gas. So this fat fuck with East Palestine who calls up a mayor, he has these man tits, and he has to open up his mouth saying, we don't want to be a soundbite. Shut the fuck up. You do want to be a soundbite. You want to let everybody know what's going on there so you can get some help and some federal aid, you fat fuck. You know, when I think about these people, I think about, why don't I run? You know what I mean? I don't know. They need me to run for something. You know what I mean? I could be a congressman or something. Get rid of this crap. All right, listen. We're almost done with the news, but there's something that caught my eye. Once in a while, there's some crap. You know what's going on? I've been really, really drawn in with the murders. Oh, my God. Have you guys been on that? Oh, my God, the Alex Murdoch murder. Damn, I've been drawn into that, and I'm surprised it's not getting much press. Well, now, let me just tell you what's going on. The Murdochs were very, was it South Carolina? They were very prominent in South Carolina. Yeah, you know. So anyway, I guess what's happening is that he killed his wife and his son for the insurance money. And then what he did was he hired a hitman to kill him so his other son could get the money. It is really strange. Well, here it is right here. Here's a little soundbite. Here's Alex Murdoch's son. He testifies in the murder trial. Listen to this. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Having your son testify in your murder trial and you killing your wife and your son so your other son could have the money, and then you hire somebody to kill you so he can make sure that he gets more money. Apparently, I guess money was missing in his firm, and he was ripping people off, and whew, more money, more problems. So now we're going to hear his son testify. It should be interesting.
Alex Murdoch, the trial, and the first full day of defense witnesses began with Murdoch's son on the stand speaking publicly for the first time about the murders of his mother and his brother. Our Dan Abrams, you know he is standing by for more, but first, Eva Pilgrim is there in South Carolina with the latest. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Robin. Buster Murdoch was several hours away when he got the call from his dad that his mother and brother had been killed, rushing home to be with his family.
Buster Murdoch breaking his silence.
Nothing but the truth.
For the first time, Alex Murdoch's son speaking publicly about the murder of his mother and brother, taking the stand in his father's defense, sharing how close they all were.
I spoke to my mom every day, multiple times a day, and the like for my dad and for my brother, too.
Alec looking on proudly, smiling at his son, who has been in court every day of this trial. Buster describing how his dad acted hours after the murder.
His demeanor was, I mean, he was destroyed. He was heartbroken. I walked in the door and saw him and gave him a hug and just broke it down.
Could he speak?
Not really.
Is he crying?
Yes, sir.
Buster testifying his father called him at 9:10 p.m., minutes after the state says Maggie and Paul were killed.
What was his demeanor in the conversation?
Normal.
The defense also asking Buster to weigh in on disputed audio of his dad's interview with police about the death of Paul and whether he said, I did him so bad, or they did him so bad.
It was just so bad. They did him so bad.
What'd your dad say?
Said they did him so bad.
Is that the first time you'd heard him say they did him so bad?
No, sir.
The defense introducing this 3D reconstruction of the crime scene based on evidence state investigators collected. A forensic engineer testifying that Alex Murdoch at 6'4 is too tall to have fired those shots.
Whoever shot this shot, or these shots, well, first of all, the quail bank shot was 5'2 to 5'4.
That is the most likely explanation, yes.
The expert using defense attorney Dick Harpootlian to show the jury how the shooter would have been holding the gun in his opinion. Harpootlian briefly appearing to point the weapon at the prosecution.
Tempting, but
The state challenging that expert's qualifications.
Do you have any formal training, formal expertise, formal education in how shotguns work, how shotgun projectiles work, and what they do after leaving the end of that barrel?
Not formal training.
But the defense attempting to drive home their point to the jurors.
What, if any, opinion do you have as to whether that person could be Alex Murdoch shooting into that quail pen?
It can't be.
And we are expecting to hear from other members of the Murdoch family, all part of the defense's witness list. Guys.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, so I'm intrigued with that. And I'm going to take 2 seconds to go on a break right now because I got to sign some papers. and we'll get back. Well, there's one more story that I want to go through, and it's really a good story. We'll be right back. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back. Brown, you know what? I'm going to have to kill the show with a lot of stuff that I have to answer. There's some business calls coming in that I could do it, that I could get it by it, but apparently I can't. So I'm going to kill the show early, or I can go on. I don't know how much air, dead air that I have. I'm going to kill the show. And tomorrow we'll go straight through without the technical difficulties, without the business calls coming in. This is also for musicians, too, who are benefiting from what we're doing now. So this is Brian Hammer Jackson signing off, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time.